Conversation on The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.
Welcome back, 0829-913-913, that's the WhatsApp line. After 13 days of clashes in and around Jerusalem's Damascus Gate, Israel police removed barricades from the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in occupied Jerusalem in a move apparently aimed at easing tensions following days of violent confrontations there. The barricading of the area near the Damascus Gate, a popular gathering place for Palestinians during Ramadan, was partly blamed for several nights of tensions. Now, to understand the new developments there, we now chat to Motia Masba. He's a political activist with ties to Hamas. Mr. Masba, assalamu alaikum, and thank you very much for joining us.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for having me, and Ramadan Mubarak to you and to your listeners, sir.
Shukran for that. I should believe this is not new. Every time when we have Ramadan, there are always skirmishes there at Al-Aqsa Mosque. But just tell us what's happening now. How is the situation there?
Let us all be agreed that the last assaults of the Israeli settlers against the Palestinians in Jerusalem is the normal result and the expected result, actually, of the ongoing incitement practiced by the political and the religious elites in the Israeli occupation against the indigenous Palestinians. Therefore, these assaults are stemming from the racist mentality that Israel was built upon it, which calls displace the Palestinian people out of their lands and occupy their lands and justify that for the Israeli settlers. And especially when it comes to Jerusalem, Israel, since the first day, since its first day of occupation, has been working by leaps and bounds to change the identity of the city to appear as a Jewish majority city at the expense of the Palestinian people. Everything we can observe, those offensive policies and those racist practices against the Palestinian people related and highly relevant to this racist mentality and these racist thoughts practiced by Israel. Recently we can see that these assaults and these racist attacks against the indigenous Palestinians, the clamp down has increased against the Palestinian people. We can see that this is highly relevant and related to the political development inside the Israeli occupation and in the region as a whole. With regard to the last clashes, as you know, the last clashes broke out when a Zionist racist group calls itself as Lehava. This racist group calls to displace the Palestinian people and occupy their land and keep and calls on the Israeli government to practice more clamp down against the Palestinian people to reserve the Jewish majority in the city and to enforce and to push the Palestinians to leave their hands, to leave their lands, and to leave their houses in Jerusalem. That racist group actually took to the street of Jerusalem demonstrating against the Palestinians and chanting with racist slogans like death to the Arab, those demonstrations were under the protection of the Israeli forces and the Israeli police, and as a result, in contrast, the Palestinians there abruzzed to confront those demonstrations and to reject the Israeli policies of preventing the Palestinians from reaching Al-Aqsa Mosque to pray there, especially in Ramadan. The Palestinians, after many nights and many days of confrontations and of clashes with the racist Israeli settlers and the Israeli police, armed with their faith and their steadfastness and persistence, Palestinians, with their bare hands, enforced the Israeli government to remove their barriers and to reopen Damascus Gate after they closed it and shut that gate to prevent the Palestinians to reach Al-Aqsa Mosque to pray. And actually, this happens actually after the Palestinians in many area, in many areas in Palestine, across Palestine, demonstrated in unity with Jerusalem, and many Palestinians, Palestinian factions as well, fired some of their rockets as a message to the Israeli government to stop its offensive policies. Otherwise, the escalation, otherwise the situation will be escalated against the Israeli occupation. So all these circumstances have pushed the Israeli government to to sit back or to have a back step with those policies. Today, these moments, the situation is pretty calm after the Israeli occupation removed its barriers and opened and reopened Damascus Gate. And we can see that the Palestinians have achieved a new score against the Israeli occupation in Jerusalem with their steadfastness and their resistance.
Now, Israel has said the barriers were simply put as part of COVID restrictions. Of course, they are using this as an excuse, because even last year, the same thing happened when COVID started. They used COVID as a as an excuse to close Al-Aqsa. But what we know is that almost 130 Palestinians were injured, and at least another 100 were arrested. Is that are those numbers correct?
Yes, I would like to assure the point that you are talking about, which is that Israel repeatedly tried to have excuses or to pretend excuses to impose its racist policies against the Palestinians, to create a de facto on the ground as a matter of clamp down against the Palestinian people in Jerusalem. Let me remind you that in 2017, Israel tried to put the electronic gate inside Al-Aqsa Mosque in order to prevent the Palestinians from reaching Al-Aqsa Mosque, as the same way to what is happening, as same as to what's happening nowadays. But the Palestinians also, with their resistance and with their resistance to those policies and to those acts, the Israeli occupation has enforced to lift those barriers and to remove those electronic gates. So repeatedly, Israel tries and attempts to create a de facto on the ground under justifications and under excuses. And actually, Israel, when it comes to deal with the Palestinian demonstrations, it shows more violent reactions against the Palestinian people, in contrast to the Israeli demonstrators who have got the total and the total protection of the Israeli occupation.
And that's Mr. Motia Msaba. He's a Palestinian political activist with ties to Hamas, speaking to us on the skirmishes that happened in Palestine involving Israeli police and the Palestinians, when the police there put barricades at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And so far, we understand that 130 Palestinians were injured, and at least 100 Palestinians have been detained. And what we also know is that Palestinian, in fact, Israeli forces are still on the ground there. They said they will keep monitoring the situation. So they have still deployed, despite removing the barriers, they have still deployed the police there. Mr. Masaba, shukran so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
In conversation on the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.